Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
You know, we have a new number.
Yeah, we do.
It's
we haven't played this yet today.
It's getting smaller.
The Brewers Ultra Super Mega Magic number.
Eight. That means eight W's and the championship is yours.
Joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. I like that number, Dom. It's as good as the number could be on this Monday morning.
I mean, why not? Who says no?
Hey, man, were you in the clubhouse? Did you your clothes dry yet?
Yeah, we did a good load of laundry yesterday. Thank goodness I could finally unpack from my series. And it was great. You know, I got hit a few more times than usual this time. The guys were great. The vibe I got in the clubhouse was a lot of relief. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of tension finally released and just, gosh, they finally did it, you know? That, and I think you could see that on Yelly's face. You could see that on Murph's face. You could see that on the veterans of this team.
All right, so what do you do tonight? We know Blake Snell is pitching for the Dodgers tonight. We know Yamamoto is pitching for them tomorrow. We know Freddy Peralta is pitching for the Crew tomorrow, but we don't know who's pitching tonight.
I would go with an opener. I really would. And then set up Quinn Priester to follow. Now, we don't know the Brewers roster yet. That needs to be submitted to the league roster in the next hour and 15 or so. I anticipate one move potentially happening, and that is adding a lefty to this bullpen. I do think they're still going to roll with 14 position players and 12 pitchers. I do think, though, what they'll do is maybe replace one of their relievers. So it could be just replacing Robert Gasser for a different lefty, or maybe they replace Gasser with one lefty and replace another player with another. So the reason why I think they go with an opener is, as I worked that Philly Dodgers series, is that one thing that Philly did very well and how they neutralized Shohei Ohtani, he went just 1-for-18 in that first series because of his 20 total plate appearances. 16 of them were against a left-handed pitcher. And I think that's what the focus is going to be for the Brewers, which is why I think it's going to be an opener tonight.
You don't just throw Priester as the starter, like give the kid a redemption start. He's at home where he's been amazing. I mean, he's been amazing everywhere. Let's not forget, but for his faltering late down the stretch and a very forgettable start in Chicago here in the playoffs. I mean, he was amazing for us all season. You don't just give him the ball to start?
Yeah, I think that all the game planning and all of the, you know, oh, well, what he did for you in the regular season, starting the right, well, look, all that matters is winning the game. And everyone's an out-getter at this point. This isn't, you know, this isn't your dad's baseball game anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just not. And all that matters is getting 27 outs, and what's the best way to do it? And like we saw in Game 5, it's, you may not know, maybe the plan changes. I know they were hoping to get Miz for four innings, but the fact that they got him 4-4 was a huge bonus. The reason I go with Quinn to follow an opener is it gives you an opportunity to say, if you get an opener, a clean first inning, it means Priester can get you through six innings, which would be massive.
You go McGill now to start from now on? I mean, you don't really need him.
Outgetter or opening outgetter.
Yeah, you don't need him to close anymore.
I think you keep McGill as a closer for the starter. I do think they would start a lefty only in this series against the Dodgers, just given that top of the order being, you know, lefty Shohei. Generally, it would be then be righty-righty with Mookie and Teoscar Hernandez. But Teo's really struggled against lefties lately, so that could be something to exploit as well. I think McGill, as great as it was in Game 5, he is going to be somebody the Brewers still give leverage innings to, just probably not the ninth inning.
Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360. To your earlier point out of the gate, Dom, the relief that you sensed in that clubhouse, does it give the opportunity for the Brewers to play a little freer? And by that, I mean just to not press, not that they won't have these postseason nerves, not that we don't want to get to the World Series, all of those things, but just that monkey off their back. It's no longer the Cubs. Like, no, back to no one's giving you a chance.
Yeah, I think it's familiar territory now for the Brewers, where I know Blake Snell was trying to, you know, say, oh, they're not average Joes, they're a really good team, which they are. Like, I'm never going to discredit the Brewers. They are a really good team. And something I asked these guys yesterday in the clubhouse was, is it fair that everyone's going to instantly put this label as David versus Goliath, and you guys are David and this plucky underdog and all this stuff? And there was kind of a consensus of, like, in the clubhouse of, yeah, we're not David. Like, I mean, granted, David wins that battle, as we all know. But the theory is, David isn't the best record in baseball. David isn't 6-0 against the Dodgers. So, and David isn't the team that has the worst betting odds to win the World Series of the four remaining teams, which I think is fascinating. So the way I see it is, this team understands, okay, they survived, they got it done, they face a team that they've had success against, and quite frankly, what a story it could be that it is this little payroll against the best team of money could buy.
What do we need to know about the Dodgers? Any nuggets, any tidbits you think that's important?
Their bullpen is a vulnerable spot. Their bullpen is in a very weird transition right now, because they can survive a five-game series virtually only using starters and piggybacking guys. So they've used their starting rotation is unbelievable. It's the best I've ever seen. But they can't only use Roky Sasaki and Alex Vezia. They're two relievers they trust. They only have two guys they truly trust in that bullpen, maybe with Emmett Sheehan as well. Blake Trinan's had a brutal year. Clayton Kershaw may not even be on the roster. They have a couple of rookies down there that don't know what this is going to be like. Even, you know, their closer that they spent $70 million on isn't on the roster because he's hurt, Tanner Scott. So if you get to Brewers baseball where you work these long at-bats and you drive up the pitch count and you force Dave Roberts to go to his bullpen in the fifth or the sixth as opposed to the seventh or the eighth, that's going to be the key to this series for the Brewers.
Dom, does it matter one bit at all in any way, shape, or form that the Brewers happen to have swept the regular season series against this very team? Or is this a totally different team in the postseason?
It means absolutely nothing. It's good for your
congrats,
own,
right?
It's good for your own feeling. Like, hey, we were 6-0 against them. But quite frankly, Mookie and Freddie were not themselves when the Brewers faced them, because they faced them in like a 2-week span. Blake Snell wasn't healthy. Tyler Glasnow wasn't his. The Brewers missed Tyler Glasnow. He only faced him once, I believe. They beat up Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the worst start of his career, Japan or America. And it just feels like an anomaly. But yet, you're 6-0, and it's cool. But until you get punched in the mouth, how are you going to punch back?
Dom Catronio
with
us on Brewers 360, 708 first pitch from American Family Field tonight. Thanks, Dom.
Brewers in seven.
Brewers in seven, baby.
Holy cow, do you believe it?